Hearts, welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you. This is an important time of preparation for everyone on the planet. 2010 has been declared the year of manifestation by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. This has been a roller coaster time of miracles and challenges. It seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at warp speed. No matter how hard people may try, their I Am presence is not allowing them to just push the snooze button and go back to sleep. It's time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they're on Earth during this auspicious moment. Important changes are taking place, and we're beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference. We have reached a tipping point, and it is time for our visions, our hopes, and our dreams to finally manifest. This moment in time is going to be an adventure, and we have all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facets of this unfolding divine plan. We are being called to greater service by the company of heaven, and the opportunities that will unfold for us each day by day will astound and often elate us. Every moment we will be given chances to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life for ourselves and all humanity. That may sound grandiose, but we are powerful beyond our knowing, and the time for us to utilize our divine power is now. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our Archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we'll work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment, so be here now. Humanity is experiencing a quantum shift this year in every facet of our lives. The end result of this acceleration of energy, vibration, and consciousness will be an extremely positive event for everyone. Unfortunately, due to the challenges surfacing in people's lives to be healed, many do not realize the opportunity that is at hand. Instead of empowering their hopes and dreams during this unique opportunity, people are being overwhelmed with fear and feelings of helplessness. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is asking lightworkers around the world to redouble our efforts. We are one, and we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. We are being called to action. The time for us to accept responsibility for being our sister and brother's keeper is now. I know that many light workers also are feeling overwhelmed. The difference is that regardless of outer appearances, the light workers usually know deep within the recesses of their hearts that we are going to be God victorious, and that everything we need to serve the light on behalf of our fellow human beings and all life on this planet is already within us. Now, once again, a light worker is any person on this planet who is invoking the light of God in any way, shape, or form. This means that our numbers are legion. Literally billions of souls on this planet, every single day, in one way or another, turn their attention to a higher power and invoke divine intervention and assistance into their lives. This was our purpose and reason for being, sons and daughters of God, in the physical plane, invoking the light and manifesting the power and perfection of God in the world of form. We are powerful beyond our knowing, and when we join our hearts and minds together, we are invincible. This is the level of heart commitment that the Company of Heaven is asking each of us to reach at this time. And the legions of light throughout infinity are standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to amplify our individual and our unified efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, as we join together in consciousness. At this very moment, our I Am presences are increasing the frequency of vibration within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum that we can endure in every 24-hour period. This may feel a little bit stressful, but it is enabling us to receive higher frequencies of light than we've ever experienced. Remember, the light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented, fear-based miscreations of our human egos, which are surfacing at this time to be healed and transmuted back into light. There is no separation. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the thought patterns and feelings that we have misqualified in the past. We have to accept the special energy back into our lives and transmute it with light back into its original perfection. The more light we can project into this surfacing negativity, the faster it will be transmuted, and the sooner the patterns of perfection for the new earth will tangibly manifest in our lives. As I mentioned, 2010 is being heralded as the year of manifestation by the legions of light serving this planet. After decades of tenacious work by millions of light workers in every conceivable location on this planet, we have reached a critical mass, a tipping point of positive energy that will allow the patterns of perfection for the new earth to begin physically manifesting in our lives. In order to accelerate this process, we need to pay attention to the positive things that are being brought into our awareness. And this will help confirm this for us, that the time for manifestation is now. It is critical that we not focus on the bombardment of negativity that is being spewed forth by the media and other sources and the internet, all kinds of ways on this planet. This negative energy is designed to polarize people and to perpetuate fear and separation. Instead, it is critical that lightworkers everywhere focus on the evidence of positive changes that are happening on this planet. Consciously look for what is going right. Look for every positive situation that is happening in your life. Every single thought, word, action, or feeling that appears in your life that looks like it is moving toward the light. Remember, where your attention is, there you are. Empower only what you want to co-create in your life and not the things that you do not want. Today we're going to join our hearts, our heads, and our hands, thoughts, words, and actions into bringing forth the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Together we will do some powerful invocations that have been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. When we say these invocations or consciously focus our attention on them, as we will today, with deep feeling, we join in consciousness with thousands of light workers around the world who are saying these invocations and joining with us on this radio program. Together we create a tremendous chalice of light through which the light of God will flow to heal the maladies manifesting in our individual and our collective lives. This will clear the way for the manifestation of our hopes, our dreams, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. These invocations and visualizations are going to be stated in the first person so that we can each experience them personally. But we are one with all life, and there is no separation. So we are joining heart flames with every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Together, through the mighty I Am presences of every evolving soul on this planet, we are going to serve as the open door, creating a tremendous chalice of light that is now cradling this entire planet. And as this light of God from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God flows through our heart flame into the heart flames of all humanity, we are creating a grid of divine love, harmony, and balance that is charged with a violet flame and all of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. These patterns are going to be secured in the core of purity in every electron of energy, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on this planet, activating the original divine potential and allowing those patterns to begin physically manifesting. We are one with all life, and as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. So as you join in consciousness with light workers around the world, realize that you are serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And as this light flows through your heart flame into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body, it is flowing through the four earthly bodies of all humanity and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata in the body of beloved Mother Earth, enveloping every facet of life on this blessed planet. So as we begin, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. There you kneel before the altar of love and surrender your lower human consciousness to the perfection of your I Am presence, your true God reality. Your earthly bodies are brought into perfect balance and harmony, and your I Am presence raises you up in energy, vibration, and consciousness, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. As you join in consciousness with all of the light workers on the planet, know that you are a powerful force of light. Focus on the words and the activities of light that are being invoked, and be here now. And together we begin. as one heartbeat, one voice, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The violet flame is the perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God, and will transmute everything in its path. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency that is less than the harmony and balance of God. Beloved, I am. Now look into my life and the lives of all humanity and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have released throughout our earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt we have created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved, I am. I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged us in any way, and balance all debts owed to us by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God, even as I speak. And so it is. Now, through the divinity pulsating in my heart, I consecrate my life to the reestablishment of my covenant with God. God's covenant with me is giving me my force of life and the infinite abundance of God that I need to live comfortably in the physical plane of Earth to fulfill my divine plan as being a co-creator on Earth. And my covenant with God is to use my gift of life and my creative faculties of thought and feeling through my free will choices to add to the light of the world and to co-create the patterns of the new earth in the physical plane. I clearly know and understand with my new level of divine consciousness that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. So from this moment forth, I consecrate and dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I begin with me, but I know that I am simultaneously serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. For we are all one, and as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I invoke the entire company of heaven to come forth now. Blessed ones, please assist me in this holy endeavor and empower these invocations and these activities of light 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I am my I Am presence, and I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's light and divine love as I sojourn through my earthly experiences. I am manifesting perfection in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am co-creating loving relationships in my life. I am fulfilling my divine purpose and reason for being. And as a result of this activity of light, I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am fulfilling my divine potential as a son or daughter, a wife or husband, a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a woman or man, as a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a steward of the earth, a teacher, a way shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am a living example of divine love, trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, where everything of the light exists, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am open to the divine guidance of my I Am presence and the legions of light in the realms of truth begin expanding now into my consciousness. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life and I communicate openly with the angelic and elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. I now seal these energies with this sealing affirmation. I expand the full gathered momentum of the violet flame now to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that would in any way interfere with or prevent these patterns of perfection that I have invoked this sacred and holy day, the patterns for the new earth, from manifesting tangibly in the world of form. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I accept that these patterns for the new earth are victoriously manifesting, even as I speak. In God's most holy name, I am. Now, I am going to anchor these energies through my four earthly bodies, raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of each of my vehicles closer into the immaculate concept of the perfection of my solar light bodies. I begin with my etheric body. Now, with the light of God blazing through my heart flame, I expand this activity of light with these positive affirmations through my etheric body, the seat of all memory. These are guidelines to my perfection. I am renewing my mind. I am lifting up my vision to see my God self as God sees me, radiantly healthy and filled with joy and peace. I am whole, perfect, and complete. I am meditating daily on my divine image. I go about my business with an uplifted consciousness of health and well-being. I live the truth of health through all of my bodies. Through my etheric body, I am reprogramming my consciousness on a mental level. I am also continuing my health work in the physical world of form. My thoughts and actions are harmonious and balanced. I eat and exercise properly and affirm perfect health, knowing the health of my body reflects my mind, and all is recorded in my etheric body as my physical and mental images are projected onto the atmosphere. I am aware of the total interrelationship of mind, body, and spirit in creating a state of well-being in my etheric body. My God presence perceives only perfection in me. It is the will of God in individual expression. Through my etheric body and the etheric records that I have now activated within me, I am seeing my four lower bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, as my I Am presence sees them, perfect and raised into the immaculate concept of my solar-like bodies. My life is God's life, and God's life is perfect. Now, my etheric body is activated with the air element. Through the activation of the air element, I now expand the perfection of my records and memories of the past. I am purifying my subconscious mind, every experience of the past, transmuting it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory into light. My etheric body is now spiritually pure, and I am free of the world of illusion. I am reaching into the octaves of truth and breathing in the holy breath of God. I invoke the light of clarity to shine on all of the records of the past that are recorded in my etheric body and lift them into the light of understanding as I complete those lessons and move into the harmony and balance of the new earth. I am developing the qualities of divine expression, perception, and discernment. I am passing through the truth of discernment from the world of illusion into the light of reality. I am perfectly balanced with the masculine and feminine polarities of my Father, Mother, God. I am accepting my true God reality as a beloved Son or daughter of God. I am a focus of radiant, positive thoughts filled with gentleness and compassion. My life is a manifestation of my past thoughts, and I am changing my thoughts to be one with God's will and the divine will of my I Am presence. Therefore, I am changing every aspect of my life into the harmony and balance of the new earth. I now focus on my mental body, which is associated with the fire element. I am one through this vehicle with the divine mind of God. Through the initiation of my mental body, I realize that love is the first cause of all life, and I am one with all life. Through this initiation of the fire element within my mental body, I clearly perceive my I am presence. However brilliant my mind is, it must reflect the love of my I am presence in order to be fulfilled. The sacred fire in my mental body brings warmth, light, and beauty into my life. The fifth dimensional frequencies now of my solar mental body are integrating into my earthly bodies. My fifth dimensional solar mental body creates and gives life to my earthly mental body. This is opening a portal of divinity, connecting me directly to the divine mind of God. Through this connection, faith, hope, and love govern my thoughts. Faith is an inward knowing that all is working for the highest good in my life. Hope is an ever-growing confidence in God's wisdom. And love illumines my heart and connects me with all life. Through this sacred fire initiation of my mental body, I have the power to illuminate the world. Then life and love of God are my true reality. And the divine mind of God is now flooding into my being, enhancing all of my creative powers. Love transforms my life, removing all that is unwanted, lifting each life stream into the perfection of the God presence I am. As this activity of light takes place within me, I am one with the divine mind of God and God's will. Now I focus on my emotional body, which is associated with the water element. The harmony of my true being is my ultimate protection. And as the water element, the purified essence of the solar light emotional body reflects through my feeling worlds, I reach a new level of divine silence. Be still and know that I am God. Through this oneness and this knowing, I transmute all of my emotions into the harmony and balance of my God presence I am, as this aspect of my divinity takes full dominion of my emotional body. My I am presence now gently leads my feelings and emotions into God's garden of harmony and balance. I am continually utilizing the God qualities of discernment and discrimination. I nurture my emotions with humility and simplicity. I am determined to live truth from my innermost being and feeling worlds. Through my I am presence, my emotions are disciplined to be tranquil and patient. I am always calm enough to reflect the vision and the voice of my I am presence. I am perpetually manifesting the expressions of spiritual truth through all facets of my life. I recognize my challenges and responsibilities as opportunities for growth, and I experience them with joy, harmony, and enthusiasm as I move into the harmony of my true being. I realize the love, wisdom, and power of God is pulsating within me. Therefore, I am experiencing a spiritual life filled with light, freedom, and divine purpose. I am the illumined consciousness of tranquility and peace. I anoint my being with the knowledge of God, and I am serenity. I am cleansing and purifying my emotional body with the violet flame of God's love. I am focused on the harmony and balance of the Christ within me, and I seek only the perfection of God. Now I focus my attention on my physical body, which is associated with the earth element. And I affirm, I am the perfection of God, now made manifest in the world of form. Through my I Am presence, I am aware that all energy originally came from God. Everything which seems like solid matter is, in reality, charged with divine energy and light. I am free from matter through the realization that all life is one and responds instantly to the divine quality of God's infinite love and light. My physical body is healed and protected through my invocation of God's will and protection. I am going within to the divine flame in my heart, and through this activity, the atomic structure of my physical body at a cellular level becomes refined and filled with light. My body is becoming more rarefied, more etherealized, as it is transformed from carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of my solar-like body. I am residing in a body of light while still remaining in the physical plane. I am in the world, but not of it. The divine flame of my heart calls forth the love vibration within every electron of my being, awakening each electron within the cells of my body into the perfection of my I Am presence. Through this earth initiation, through my physical body, I am lifted into the awareness that the purpose of my earthly existence is to acknowledge and accept my power of command over the five elements and over all physical matter, thus becoming a co-creator and a master of my physical reality. I invoke the ray of God's love into every electron of my being and into every electron of the earth element in the body of Mother Earth. My body and consciousness, that all life and all humanity is now being lifted up, accepting the original divine plan of perfection that has always been known in the fifth dimension into which we are ascending. Within every electron of the bodies of humanity and the elemental kingdom, I feel the cosmic nature of divine love at a cellular level. Through this divine love, anything that is not of the light is now being transmuted into God's perfection. Through my I Am presence, I now see and feel the original crystal clarity, the perfection of every electron of precious life energy evolving on this planet. Within this crystal clarity is held the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint of all physical matter. Within the balance of the masculine and feminine polarity of God, an indisputable aura of divine love has formed on earth, and the Christ within the hearts of all humanity is being called forth through the I Am presence. Humanity, planet Earth, awake. Step forth into the fifth dimensional frequencies of unconditional divine love and be the perfection of your true God reality on earth, right here and right now. Now, to expand this gift of healing light, we ask our I Am presence to expand through our heart flame the full divine momentum of the collective I Am presences of all humanity as we join our hearts and minds in a planetary healing. In order to expand this activity of light from the microcosm of our individual selves into the macrocosm of humanity, the elemental kingdom, Mother Earth, and the entire angelic kingdom, we simply shift our consciousness into an expanded exponential activity of light. We have individually completed the entire cycle of this activity of light through our four earthly bodies. Now we stand prepared to expand this to the entire planet Earth. I see myself standing within the Earth, in the center of this blessed planet, and I feel my body expanding until my crown chakra is at the North Pole and my feet are at the South Pole. My spinal column is aligned perfectly with the axis of this blessed planet. And I ask God and the entire company of heaven to assist now with this activity of light. I see that my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are vibrating at a frequency of perfection. And so are the patterns within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. I realize how very blessed I am to be able to assist with this critical time on Earth and the transformation that is now taking place. The healing of the planet Earth is at hand. Our collective unified healing is now. It is in the air we breathe. It is in the sun of the day. It is in the moon of the night. It is in the rain and all nature. It is in our conscious thoughts and our heartfelt knowing. Our healing is at hand, and we accept it in deep humility and gratitude. With every breath, we know our healing is at hand. It is always present and ever available, abundant and plentiful. It is here now, wherever I am. It is ours, the collective body of the family of humanity, to accept silently within the divinity of our beings. This healing light brings peace, assurance, and blessings beyond measure. Its source is God, the source that is eternally present in every particle of life. It is manifesting now and forever. It is within every moment of time. We give blessings and gratitude for this reality. Through all of the powerful light of God, I am healed and made whole. I am eternal peace. I am heaven made manifest on earth. And so it is. Now, with the patterns of perfection blazing through every particle of life on this planet, we invoke the violet flame of 1,000 suns to transmute anything that conflicts with these patterns of perfection that has surfaced now to be healed. We invoke the goddess of liberty, the goddess of divine justice, the goddess of freedom, and the goddess of victory. We invoke the silent watchers, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. The light of God has been activated within the core of purity, and now everything that conflicts with that is being pushed to the surface. Instantaneously, the light of God is now being transmuted by the light of 1,000 suns, the power of might of the violet flame. Through the divine power of the transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection, the discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory is now being transmuted. The silent watchers over every country, every county, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet now reach their great loving arms out and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet flame. Now, with the light of 1,000 suns pouring through every heart flame, we decree and invoke this light. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept for all life. And every expression is a healing benediction for the patterns of perfection of the new earth. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents, and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained through every person's heart flame. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religions and spiritual teachings so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will manifest through all levels of consciousness. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, and pharmaceutical conglomerates until every institution associated with healing of any kind is expressing divine mercy, compassion, and healing. And these divine qualities are tangible realities for every single person on earth. blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind in every facet of this planet, until every person on Earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until all disease and human miscreations, all aging and degeneration, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And blaze the light of 1,000 suns in through and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept for the new earth is manifest and all life evolving on this blessed planet is holy, ascended, and free. And so it is. Beloved ones, I accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished right here and right now, secured through every heart flame in perfect alignment with the highest good of all concerned and our individual and collective divine plans. For our mighty I Am presence to expand this light daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum cosmic law will allow until we are all experiencing tangibly the new earth in all of her infinite splendor and perfection. Precious hearts, feeling this activity of light securely anchored through your heart flame into the physical plane of earth and the heart flames of all humanity, breathe in deeply and return your attention to the room. I'd like to share with you that the invocations that we have used throughout this activity of light today are in the book that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven, all of the affirmations, decrees, invocations that have been given, that is called I Am Co-Creating the New Earth. This is a book of invocations, visualizations, meditations, and it has 3 CDs associated with it. And it's available on our website if you're interested. And our website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. It is time for us to fulfill our purpose and reason for being. Give yourself the gift of becoming a powerful force of light on this planet, and you will make a positive difference not only for yourself, but for all life evolving here. You are powerful beyond your knowing. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.